Hi, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a dry weekend, and that's certainly good news. And temperatures are going to start to moderate, but we're in for another chilly one tonight. I think we'll drop close to the freeze mark by dawn. Tomorrow, dry with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Not a bad day. Then a chance of rain returning late Sunday night after midnight. Then showers likely on Monday again. More rain with Monday's high and Tuesday's high well into the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. It's on our trash cans. It's now time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may possibly implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your humble, intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man really struggling to cope with a mind and body infected and infested, I might add, with the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. Now, my guest in this endeavor is someone who's been awake much longer than me and is just full of information. He's called the Postman, and we call him the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. He's one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met, and I consider him a friend. Welcome, Postman.
Good to be here, Terry.
It is good to be here.
Once again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have tuned in to the deep end of the pool. Things that we're going to discuss here, most people can't fathom. A few people will accept, and even fewer still will rejoice over knowing that it's not just them that knows what's going on. We know, too. But before we get into that, I need to read you our disclaimer. You're not to believe a single word you hear on this program. To be honest with you, you shouldn't believe anything you hear on any kind of medium, because you need to learn to do your own investigating, and you have to learn to figure all of this out for yourself. Remember, something that you attain for yourself is always more valuable than something freely given to you. It's been an interesting week because for the first time in, well, I can't remember the last time it's been like this, but I find myself with much, much more information than this one show can handle. There's just so much going on right now that I'm forced to prioritize the articles. With that being said, we need to hold our calls till at least the 8 o'clock hour because we got a lot of stuff to get through. And remember, Postman's going to be continuing his series on the threshing floor on this program. So bear with us. This is going to be a very information-rich program tonight. Now, everything I read, every site I frequent, seems to be concerned with the, coronavirus, and especially with what our government is preparing to do to combat this latest purported pandemic. I've even read where the military is prepared to declare medical martial law. They're talking about quarantining supposed victims in camps that they've set up nationwide. To me, this is deja vu. Remember, I don't know, 5 years ago, FEMA camps? I can remember a caller to Dan's show some 4 years ago, I guess, making sport of my telling you listeners about these already set up and staffed camps. Jim, I believe he called himself, was beside himself and claimed he couldn't believe that a talk show host on this very station would dare suggest that FEMA, our Federal Emergency Management Agency, a department of our own former of, by, and for the people government, would have facilities built for the express purpose of illegally detaining American citizens. Jim kept emphasizing, "Someone on your own station, Dan," several times. If you were ever fortunate enough to watch former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura's conspiracy show, then hopefully, and I'm sure it's still available out there somewhere, probably YouTube, hopefully you saw the episode where an unbelieving Ventura was taken to a FEMA camp. Now, needless to say, he was thrown aback, I guess is the best way to put it. But afterwards, he was so incensed that he flew to D.C. and confronted the very lawmaker whose name appears on the bill that created these camps. When Ventura questioned him, he denied they existed. It was funny, really, to see Ventura's expression and also the lawmaker's expression when Ventura said, "I just came from one." The guy wouldn't talk anymore. The recorded video's priceless, but it's the unedited stuff I would love to see. So yes, dear listeners, and Jim, they do indeed exist. The question seems to be why and who? What's their intended purpose? In other words, why are they built, and who do they intend to put in these camps? Perhaps the PSYOP, or the biggest PSYOP of the past 20 years or so, chemtrails. Maybe all of this is connected. I don't know. But it seems to me that the powers that shouldn't be are putting their New World Order hopes and dreams on this coronavirus. And, of course, the media-induced public chaos that this is causing. Well, first of all, let's call this what it really is, a bioweapon. Now, let me ask you a question. Which do you have more to fear, a media-spouted and endorsed purported Chinese epidemic or a media and government-denied active and progressive bioweapon that's already here? It's the latter. It's Morgellons. You have more to fear from what I've been trying to tell you about for 5 years than you do about something the media is just screaming about. The media is totally controlled and treasonous, folks. You need to know that. You should know that by now. Well, let me ask you, when they refuse to acknowledge the existence of something like they have Morgellons, especially when we see that the National Institute of Health actually had a page for physicians who encountered it, since deleted and now claimed to have never existed to begin with, then to me this indicates that they want to distance themselves from the consequences of it legally, morally, and ethically. Now that should scare the hell out of you. The coronavirus doesn't scare me near as much as the mandated vaccines that they're going to roll out in order to fight it. But honestly, neither gets my attention like this bioweapon that they're calling Morgellons does. And it should get your attention too, folks. With that being said, how many of you out there have done the red wine or the red grape juice spit test? How many of you out there are experiencing a high-pitched buzzing noise in your ears? How many of you have noticed an increase in dust in your home? Dust that seems to cover everything, and no matter how much you dust or vacuum, you never seem to be able to get rid of it. Welcome to my world. This stuff is dust mote sized. It's nanotechnology. It's being released in smart dust swarms. The government told us they were going to do this 20 years ago. The scary part in this document is they're called pre-programmed. They're pre-programmed. In other words, they have a biological mission they're programmed to conduct once they get to you, once you breathe them in. They have something that they're pre-programmed to do. That should scare you. I don't feel like anybody's taking this serious. And I've been screaming about it for 5 years, and it's very, very frustrating. You know, when I pull something out of my body and I look at it on a slide under a microscope and I see blinking lights, and I see different colored lights, red, blue, green. That ain't normal, folks. That's not normal. This is nanotechnology. They have mastered the world of nano. Can you think of a better weapon than nano? You can't see it unless you have an electron microscope. The smaller bits, you can't see. Unless you've got a good microscope, you can't see it at all. That's a good weapon. It's kind of like a prison. What's the best prison? The prison that you don't even realize you're in. That has no bars. It's a prison of your own making that you're living in right now, folks.
That's for sure.
You're living in a prison right now, and you don't know it. They don't want you to know it. They will go to great lengths to prevent you from knowing it. Well, I'm telling you right now, you're living in a prison. You just don't realize it. You're walking around. If you're walking around with a phone like 90% of you are, you're carrying your own demise in your hand. They're tracking everything you do. We're going to get into that tonight because Kawasaki released a new model, and I got to reading, and you would not believe how specific the targeted audience for this bike is. They have it down to within a certain, 8-year range. I mean, we'll get into that when we get back. First, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours for 4 hours every Saturday night. Thank you very much. Thank you, Postman, for being here. Everything you've added to this program, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
All right, folks, we'll be back in three, hopefully, agonizingly short minutes. If I can get this mouse to work. There we go. We'll be back.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an Arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Take five. Actually, we just took three. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. Tuesday night, a little short meme woman and I decided on tacos for dinner. Now, we like tacos. And with a kit, you know, that you can buy, we like the stuffed ones with the flat bottoms because they stand up by themselves. Kind of cool. I can even make them, and that's how simple it is. So we loaded up, went to Publix to get all the necessary stuff. You know, ground round, shredded lettuce. We had cheese, but we still needed diced tomatoes, and, of course, we had to get the kit. So with our 10 things in our buggy, we went to the express line. Well, ahead of us is one guy with a case of beer, and ahead of him is a woman who looks to be from Mexico, maybe Central America, I don't know, had two kids with her, and had a buggy slammed full of stuff. Well, the clerk behind the register told the lady this was the express lane, that she wasn't supposed to check out here with more than 10 items. Well, apparently the lady couldn't read, speak, or understand English. She just kind of smiled, nodded her head, and kept putting stuff on the belt. In my opinion, the clerk should have redirected her to an appropriate non-express lane, but she didn't. So she booped every item, one after another, until the automated belt stopped at the guy ahead of us's case of beer. Then the lady whips out a WIC folder. In other words, her food was free, courtesy of our tax dollars. But not all of the stuff she bought was eligible. So the clerk and the lady who had been bagging had to stop and go through the cart, go back through everything with the receipt, pick out the stuff that wasn't covered by WIC. So by now, the line's getting pretty long. They had to call the manager out to run one of the other lines. Well, they had to call her over there to straighten it all out. Anyway, what should have been a 15, 20-minute trip took over an hour. I mean, it was unreal. And don't get me wrong. I understand people trying to make a better life. I get all that. I really do. But if you're going to come to our country and you want to be an American, learn to speak the language. What's going to happen when those kids go to school? How are they going to learn anything if they don't understand English? I don't get that. You know? I just don't understand that. Once an immigrant fills out the proper forms and is cleared of any and all wants and warrants, then they should be checked for diseases. Basically the same process we've always had here in this country, but has steadily, progressively not been used over the past 50 years. Again, I've told this before, but I remember when Pat Buchanan ran for president. Maybe it was against Reagan. I don't remember. But he was on one of the shows, like the candidates always wind up being on. And they asked him, well, Pat, what are you going to do about illegal immigration? He said, what do you mean? And they said, well, what are you going to do? He said, I'm not going to do anything. We got laws. I'm going to make sure the laws are enforced. He's absolutely right. But they haven't been enforced. See, I believe before they're deemed eligible to receive a single penny of our money, they should demonstrate an ability to read, speak, and understand our language. If you're not going to assimilate into our culture, why are you here? I remember hearing and reading about immigrants that came through Ellis Island who held celebratory parties once they had mastered the English language because they were proud. They were proud that they could, that was that much closer to them being what they would call real Americans. And that's cockle warming. I love that. Are these people not proud to be here? Why are they not trying to speak the language? I don't get that. I really don't understand it. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating. I watched a video. I didn't know. I did not even know I had this pack of videos, but one of them was the Kecksburg UFO incident. I'm sure you're familiar with that?
Yes.
Of course, the powers that shouldn't be claim, oh, it was a meteor. Then the backstory is, well, it was part of a Russian launch that pieced the booster part that separated. And we, you know, the U.S., we tracked it all the way down. No. What do you think it was? It was bell-shaped or acorn-shaped.
Yes, it was shaped like an acorn. And and the report behind the scenes reported that there was a reptoid was in it, and he had a had three digits on his feet, three digits on his hands.
And they found skeletons like that in South America.
And he was similar to the one that that was seen in Macon County years ago.
Oh wow! We need to try to dig that out.
Yes.
The Macon County one. The video had the first eyewitness was an old. Of course, he's old now, but this was back in the 63, 64, somewhere in that range.
Mm-hmm.
He was outside working on his Corvair, and he said he saw something in the sky. He claims it was under intelligent control, because he claimed it did like a figure eight, like it was trying to figure out where to land, and then it went down.
Right.
And of course, as we know, meteors don't exactly do that. They come straight down at a very high rate of speed. A guy who was a radio host in that town interviewed three or four eyewitnesses who talked about the weird language that was encrypted on the bottom of it, how it had no visible seams, no rivets, nothing, like it was one solid piece. And he did an interview with a lady who was an eyewitness, and the day before he was supposed to air the interview, she called him sounding very distressed and said, "Do not play that interview." And the way they depicted it on the video is the military was telling her, "You don't say a word, lady. You know, they won't find your body for years if you do." You know, they were threatened to shut up. But I had never really, I've read about it, but I didn't know that much about it until I watched the video. But that's interesting. Of course, it was taken to Wright-Patterson, where they all are.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. And, that was a pretty good expose they did on that actual Kecksburg incident. And
yes.
And it was it's kind of weird, you know, the actual shape of that unit.
Yeah, acorn.
Yes, and it was similar to the one that was that the Germans had, but the one the Germans had was a lot bigger, and they had to had to tether it, you know, at the
that's right, keep it from whoop. Taking
yes.
off.
Yes. Yeah. Keep it from taking off. Keep it from levitating out of the little ring they had.
Yes.
That mount or that apparatus is still there. It's still in Germany.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
It's
of
still
that.
There. The concrete.
Well, maybe the Germans were on the right track, because this Kecksburg thing seems to indicate that is the shape.
Yeah, it is.
Does it have to be that shape that way because of the propulsion system, the way it works?
Well, they've.
Because aerodynamics has nothing to do with it.
No. Uh-uh.
Not in space.
No, and it's the same...
I'm running out of power. That's why I'm asking you to plug in.
The same principle with a saucer-shaped starship. And if you think about it, in fiction, they've got it that way, too. That's why there's a saucer section on the Enterprise.
That makes sense.
And a lot of people don't actually think, that the fiction that you see on TV is actually preparing you for the real thing.
Oh, it is.
But most of the shape of the UFOs that you see that are in space, mm-hmm. like the ones on that video, you know, from that tether that came loose, you know, from the actual space shuttle. Mm-hmm. You remember seeing that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the tether was I don't know how many miles long.
It was long.
Yes, and. And they actually, some of the vessels that flew by it,
mm-hmm.
They were estimated to be 2 and 3 miles in diameter. I think the tether was 12 miles long.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And some of the vessels that flew past it, that was looking at it, you know.
Yeah, it ain't one of ours.
Right.
Wow, that's big.
And I mean, it's plain as day. I mean, you can see the actual torsion field generator, you know, as it actually runs. And the actual generator, or the drive system is sitting right in the middle of the saucer.
It has to be.
Yeah, it has to be.
Right.
Yeah.
It makes sense, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really makes sense. I've got something I'm going to read tonight about Russia. What they encountered at a lake, one of the deepest lakes in the world, their divers encountered some kind of humanoid-type beings down there, and one of the divers, when they tried to grab one, they were hit with some kind of sonic ray from some kind of weapon one of them was wielding, and I think two of them wound up dying because they came up too fast. They got the bends.
Right.
Yeah. But apparently there's something living under there. You know, the weird thing is we know more about the moon than we do our own planet. There's so many places under the oceans that we don't have any idea what's going on. We don't know what's down there, you know? It's crazy. All right, for those of you out there who are into hope porn, who really think that there's going to be all these arrests and there's all these indictments out there, I'm going to read you this. This will make you happy. Here's a current snapshot from a higher perspective of what's transpiring behind the scenes on planet Earth. The ascension process is in full swing, and we're on the brink of a mass awakening on a global scale. Until now, North America and South America were the biggest hubs being focused upon in terms of the awakening. Very soon, the entire world will feel the effects on a massive scale, and incredible and powerful changes will begin to occur all around the planet. Those of us who have been on the ascension path are going to get very busy in the near future. Our assistance and our services will be in high need and in high demand, as the masses will need guidance and support in many ways. The dark ones who once controlled our planet are now being forced to leave. The vibration of the light quotient on this planet has made it unbearable for them to continue to remain here any longer. This means the light forces are now in full control behind the scenes, despite the mass chaos that may be shown on the surface. The old economy is on the verge of a massive collapse and will be replaced with a new system that will redistribute wealth and resources amongst all citizens of this planet. Money is being eradicated altogether and being replaced with a new non-corrupt system. Over time, this will mean an end to wage slavery and significant improvement in the standard of living for the average person. The basic necessities of life, such as water, food, clothing, and shelter, will be provided for everyone. There will still be a system of compensation based on the contributions one makes to society. However, poverty, homelessness, starvation, etc. will be completely eradicated for all of humanity. Several extraterrestrial light forces who are members of the Galactic Federation are building up the magnetic field around Earth, which will culminate in a grand flash of energy, also referred to as the event. This will assist in freeing our bodies of toxins and trauma from the auric fields, remove negative toxic people from our energetic space, and open up new doors of abundance and activate all of our powers as angelic beings. This has already been taking place for many of us who now find it unbearable to binge eat on unhealthy foods like we once used to and are craving more and more raw foods in our diets. Similarly, many of us are being separated from our toxic family and friends on a global scale, and this is all by design. Earth has reached a critical point in the stages set for humanity to make a quantum leap in our consciousness. Because the Earth is splitting into two timelines, there will be an ascended version that we are all going to see and enjoy. There will also be a lower version for souls that are yet to learn their soul lessons around love and peace and gratitude and compassion, etc. Eventually, these souls will be transported to a different planet for them to go through the cycles of their lessons, as Earth simply will not be a match for their needs due to her high light quotient. It is imperative for sacred divine unions to come together at this point to assist with the ascension process. This can only take place when both parties have mastered their ego lessons and anchored self-love within themselves to bring back wholeness to their own being. We can expect a lot of new divine soulmate and twin flame unions taking place over 2020 and in the coming years to support the larger mass awakening that's about to occur. When a sacred divine union occurs and overcomes the initial hurdles and trials in the first 2 or 3 years of their relationship, they then create a very powerful merging of their Merbaka light bodies and are able to positively affect millions of souls around them with the power of their sacred love. This is a beautiful process that many will get to experience, and through this union, we are able to transmute immense amounts of negative energies from the surface of Gaia. I guess that's Earth. Yes. This sacred union also unfolds higher-level psychic, telepathic, and spiritual abilities, which are currently unheard of in the history of humanity. The United States will be the first to emerge out of darkness and will be known as the Ascended Nation, hosting the new energy of the United States of Atlantis. You believe any of this?
It's mixed in. It mixed in with a
with the BS.
How can I put it?
It's BS. There's a little bit of truth mixed in with a lot of fiction.
It is. It's a lot of what you read is true. You know, because once Earth, you know, goes through the transformation with a lot of us still on it.
Uh-huh.
And Earth is going to be changed, and we're going to be changed, you know, right along with it.
Yeah, we're going to have to be.
Because we're actually part of Earth. And some of us are not going to be able to withstand, you know, what's coming.
Well, let me read one last paragraph before we hit this break. Donald Trump is the leader of one of the most satanic, crime-infested countries in the world, and his work is creating history. Now, that I agree with. That I agree with. I hate to say it, but the America that I know and love has been turned to be Babylon. Folks, we're Babylon. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right, you've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
We
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a dry weekend, and that's certainly good news. And temperatures are going to start to moderate, but we're in for another chilly one tonight. I think we'll drop close to the freeze mark by dawn. Tomorrow, dry with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Not a bad day. Then a chance of rain returning late Sunday night after midnight. And showers likely on Monday again. More rain with Monday's high and Tuesday's high well into the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. Let me get back into this article I was telling you for all you hope porn people. Let me continue. Let me just read it all. We're talking about ascension. This was planned intentionally by the forces of light as the United States. I'm adding on the fact that the U.S. is going to be the first country that's going to be awakened, is what they're claiming. This was planned intentionally by the forces of light as the United States used to be the headquarters of the cabal. So it only made sense to start the dismantling process here. Donald Trump was recently acquitted from his impeachment on all charges and is resuming to carry on his service to the light to help with the massive cleanup that's taking place behind the scenes in the White House. And as I said earlier, Trump is the leader of one of the most satanic, crime-infested countries in the world, and his work is creating history. Trump definitely has his obvious flaws and is far from perfect. However, it is now a widely accepted fact that he has unconsciously been working under the guidance of Saint Germain. They missed the A. To unfold a very masterful and intricate plan to dismantle the cabal. His tweets also make hidden reference to prove beyond doubt that he's working with the underground organization known as QAnon. Trump works with a team of light forces called the Alliance, which, Postman, you've spoken of on this program before, right, which includes ETs as well as military leaders of the United States Army. 144,000 sealed indictments are being released in the very near future, resulting in arrest and imprisonment of high-profile leaders and politicians, and many nefarious scandals will come to light, including the child sex trade, satanic rituals, and the massive misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund illegal operations. They had me until that. I was about to consider all of this until this. I'm sorry, but until I see one of the well-known high-ranking traitors swinging from the rope of a gallows, I'm not going to believe this. I don't think justice is ever going to be served. Take it, Postman. It's yours.
Well, you'll actually be surprised, you know, because some of them may go down. Now, the movie mogul guy,
Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein. He may be the first one. He could be the first one to actually go down. You know, because they're into some weird stuff.
Uh huh.
And you know, stuff that ordinary people don't even cross their mind.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
And but then some ordinary people actually have you know, corrupted their minds, you know, on the internet. And
yes.
The internet is kind of like paradox. It hurts and helps at the same time.
Well said. It's exactly what it is.
And there's so much stuff out there. I mean, you have to actually pick and choose, because some of the stuff that is on the internet will come up on your cache, and you'll actually click on it and then say, "Whoa, wait a minute, no, mm-hmm. uh-uh." And then, you know, just erase it out. Just
yes.
Take it out completely.
Yes.
You know, but as far as the Alliance is concerned, the Alliance, one of the Alliance members is a actual faction that broke off, you know, from the space program, you know, that was founded, you know, back after World War II,
mm-hmm.
the one with William Tompkins, you know, that,
yes.
that was a part of it.
Yes.
And they were actually using these antiquated modified submarines to actually build spacecraft,
which is the perfect thing to use.
And
it's sealed up.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But now, you know, they have, you know, mile-long and mile-wide platforms, you know, that are...
Think of the knowledge that they've gained, yes. since, I mean, that's been 60 years ago.
Yeah, because if you...
70 years ago.
If you're like some people, you know, in my circle, they actually, you know, set up cameras that just take pictures of the sky, just run videos, you know, throughout the...
It'll blow your mind, yeah, what you'll see.
It will.
I know.
They're there.
I know. The orbs are. I've got hundreds of pictures of orbs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All people have to do is look.
All you got to do is look.
But they don't want to look.
All you got to do is set up a camera, set up a camera like yep. Wendy does in North Georgia.
Yep.
And she picks up all kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do too, and I do it by accident.
It's absolutely incredible, the stuff.
It is.
There.
Well, back after World War II, there were a lot of people, that UFO researchers that came out, and there was one in particular that I found some stuff on that I found fascinating. His name was George Hunt Williamson. He believed the reason governments refuse to acknowledge UFOs and the fact that we are being visited from other worlds is due to the machinations of a hidden empire of international bankers. If the question has been asked, if visitors from other worlds are here, why doesn't our government inform us of such a momentous event? The reason is obvious. All governments, yes, all, are under the complete control of the international bankers who also control all the money and thus create depressions and prosperity whenever and wherever they want. They want and need a divided world so that wars may continue and that their wealth will steadily increase. Now, according to Williamson, these secret world rulers will never allow official UFO announcements to be made public. If they did, it would spell doom, their doom. If the technology of the space visitors is revealed, it will immediately eliminate the need for oil, gas, automobiles, and practically everything else that drains the public.
Exactly.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. You're right. Now, something that this guy wrote in a book that I found fascinating, and I'm going to order the book. Let me see if I got to find it here. Let me just read a little bit more. George Hunt Williamson discusses the role of the hidden empire in concealing information from the public about ET intelligences. He says if governments were to acknowledge the extraterrestrial origin, it would mean that they must acknowledge extraterrestrial allegiance as well. There would be extraterrestrial interference with established government, and no world power would welcome such a situation. If the universal truth came to the people of Earth, their schemes and plans for mankind would crumble. No longer could they exploit the masses. Now, George Hunt Williamson's books discuss everything from the nature of life on Earth, the Mayan mysteries, environmental collapse, and the secret plan for global government, all the way to the identities of UFOs and to the dawn of the Aquarian New Age. Over 50 years ago, he received the following astonishing message from a higher allegiance. Now, folks, this is where, at least to me, it gets real interesting. The United Nations must collapse because that which you read from the Nostradamus forces is true. The warlords, the international bankers, will use the UN to form their super government. These are the good forces. This cannot be allowed to happen. There are no Christ forces in the UN. That does not mean that there are not some good people who are in the UN, but the organization itself is a center using gullible people. It is demon-controlled and must go down. This was a message he received back in the 40s.
Right.
It's unreal.
Like everything else is. I mean, religion.
Yes.
They're in
it's a
everything.
Control matrix.
Yeah, it is.
It also continues, the Master has said, and it is written in Corinthians by our beloved Paul, all forms of authority and power must be put down before I come. And the UN fits this category. How about that?
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah, and at some point in time, you know, when the enemy of mankind, you know, comes in and takes over for 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
We will at some point in time, I've said it on the program, I don't know how many times, that we will have a united Earth.
Yeah, the Bible tells us we will.
Yeah. But it will be up under evil forces for a while.
Exactly. That's where the mark of the beast comes from, the one world
right.
financial system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hold that thought. Let's hit this quick break. We're going to finish this when we get back 3 minutes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to turn this over to Postman because I have a question I want to ask him. But anyway, let me back up a little bit. George Hunt Williamson, okay? He wrote a book. He was studying in a monastery in South America, and he claims that he was contacted. And what he was told was the United Nations must collapse, okay? He was also told that the warlords are the international bankers. By the way, folks, these are the same people that Jesus ran out of the temple. Same type people. Same people. The international bankers will use the UN to form their super government. That's absolutely true. And I believe this was Christ that told him this. Because he says all forms of authority and power must be put down before I come. How about that? The UN fits that category. Everybody wants the New Age, but they want it to be an American New Age or British New Age or communistic New Age. I say that all forms of government will collapse. Every seat of government will fall utterly and completely. Every economic system will be eliminated. All forms of authority which are under the direct guidance and tutelage of the Black Dragon will perish. As for his native United States of America, Williamson warned, I speak strongly because I feel strongly. I am perturbed at the entire situation that's taking place in the United States of America. What is this statement that the U.S. will be spared? The United States will be submerged. The United States is the center for the darkest forces upon the planet Earth. Now, these were published in 1958 under the title The Secret of the Andes. This is fascinating stuff, folks. Okay. Explain to me and the listeners the universe, okay, it's broken down into quadrants and they're controlled, right? How big is the universe?
It's pretty big. It's between 90 and 110,000 light years.
That's pretty big.
In size. And it takes a, well, actually, this is what they say. But the thing is, I don't all the way believe it about the light years and about the way they explain the speed of light.
Yeah.
You know, If you ask me, you open up a localized wormhole and travel.
Zip through it.
And travel, you know, four or five sectors, you know, which is three light years square in 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You basically fold space and zip, go between. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And as far as those rulers,
yes,
those international bankers, I mean, they've got their whole system set up. And it's under the seven Archon rulers or the seven
sigils,
seven angels. In other words, they actually run
run the actual sector.
These are dark angels.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Satanic.
They're under what we call international corporate conglomerate, but in all actuality, it is the intergalactic corporate conglomerate.
So it's a universal.
Right. It's a universal thing. And what they're doing is they're doing business, they're doing commerce in every one of the 52 star systems that's in our local group. And, I mean, that can stretch as far as Orion, as far as Wolf 359. I mean, as far as, gosh, just out there in the solar system.
Right.
You know, or past the solar system, let me put it that way. Out in the different parts of the galaxy, somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 light years from here.
Man, it's just hard to for me to wrap my mind around that.
Yeah, you know, it's all in a day's work for some of them. You know, because they yeah. carry goods and services from here. You know, because you know we found out that the place in the Indian Ocean is a warehouse. It's a pick-up and drop-off point, you know, for the ships.
The Diego Garcia.
Yeah, Diego Garcia.
Yeah.
And they come down and load up, and then they go to certain parts of the galaxy and actually sell the items, you know, because what I heard, the ETs like what we make, you know, because we make it different than anybody else because of the way the human does things, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, we have imagination.
Right.
We're just different.
Right.
Because we're created.
They can get four or five different items that'll do the same thing, but they'll be made different, and that's what they like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's deep.
Yeah.
You know, you speak of Diego Garcia. I talked about it on the show when that happened. You remember when MH, was it 377 that disappeared?
Right.
And they got a message from a contractor who was on that plane that claimed he hit his phone. I'm not going to tell you where he hit it. You can imagine. But he was in a stall in a restroom somewhere in Diego Garcia, and they pinpointed him. They located him by his phone. But he claimed that a bunch of commandos took over the plane. They gassed him, gave him some, you know. And he was at Diego Garcia. Now, if they are taking humans off planet, that's probably what happened to him and the rest of the people on that plane, right?
Yeah. We may see them again, and we may not see them again. Because If they got caught up in some kind of natural phenomenon that put them in zero time, yeah, it's a possibility that they may have come out of nowhere one of these days,
yeah.
And land at an airport.
That's happened before.
So it would be crazy. It would be crazy if that happened. But if they were hijacked and took off planet, we'll never see them again.
Yeah, you're right. There's no telling what's happened to them.
Right.
All right. I was talking earlier about the Russians. This lake is called Lake Baikal, I guess is how you pronounce it, and it's located in southeastern Siberia towards Mongolia's border. It is the oldest and deepest lake on the planet. Nearly one quarter of Earth's fresh water is contained here. Astonishing depths of over 5,000 feet have been measured in certain areas. Now, a myriad of unique plant and animal species inhabit this frigid territory, many of which exist nowhere else in the world. Scientists estimate this massive basin formed as an ancient rift valley more than 25 million years ago. For centuries, Lake Baikal has been home to a plethora of unexplained phenomena. Locals claim countless peculiar UFO encounters frequently occur within the remote region, this remote region of Russia. Some theorize an ET base is beneath this. Now, one of the most bizarre reports occurred back in 1982 during a routine Soviet military training dive. While navigating the foreboding aquatic realm, Navy personnel noticed anomalous figure swimming nearby. Perplexed, they watched in bewilderment as several curious creatures approached them. Not preachers, but creatures approached them. Despite being stationed at a depth of over 164 feet, these humanoids wore no modern equipment. Each donned tight-fitting metallic suits complete with a helmet-like apparatus completely covering their heads. Upon closer inspection, the troopers noticed the aliens were nearly 10 feet tall. However, the colossal lock dweller soon disappeared back into the murky abyss. Following this eerie run-in, the intrigued commander ordered his recruits to capture one of them. Big mistake. Seven scuba divers entered the glacial lake and began their harrowing descent. Soon after navigating an elevator of declining temperatures, multiple entities emerged. One frogman attempted to catch the unearthly specimen in a large net. At that moment, all hell broke loose for the unsuspecting flotilla group. Suddenly, the non-human brutes fought back by shooting intense solar waves from strange devices. A powerful force rendered every crew member unconscious and rapidly propelled them to the surface. Catapulting upwards from extreme depths can have devastating effects on our bodies, resulting in a condition called the bends. Three of the squadron were seriously injured but did not succumb. The remaining fellows needed immediate transfer to a decompression chamber. Unfortunately, there was only one recompression chamber in the region, and it was designed for just two people. Out of desperation, they put four people in there. Well, it didn't go as planned. Three of them died because of the decision. Those who survived the terrifying ordeal would be left with life-altering disabilities. Following this catastrophe, KGB agents ceased further attempts of USO, Unidentified Submerged Object, acquisition. For decades, the horrifying events which transpired remained hidden, and high-ranking authorities Vladimir Azasha, former Soviet naval officer and esteemed UFOlogist, declared Russian government executives recently released declassified files. So in these documents, the Aquanauts are described in great detail. Unsurprisingly, Navy commanders have been extensively monitoring numerous underwater vehicles that navigate the lake. Let's see. Such technological capabilities greatly intrigued them. If engineers could replicate the vessel's inconceivable speeds, unprecedented militaristic advantages would be gained. It's, you know, every discovery now is sent to a military think tank to see if they could weaponize it. Before they look at what good it would do for humanity, they weaponize it. It's sickening. During the 50s, a Tu-104 jet crashed in this very lake when it was pursued by an unknown metallic vehicle. The frantic pilot radioed a distraught message to air traffic controllers telling them about being attacked by essentially which was a saucer. All the staff signed non-disclosure agreements. Numerous community fishermen attest to viewing the frightening attack. Fishermen described how a silver flying saucer chased a plane until it plummeted into the water and disappeared from sight. Wow. Let's see. In 2009, this same sector made global headlines again. Astronauts aboard the International Space Station photographed two circular convection breaks thought to be produced by enormous aquatic crafts. No one was located near the lake's center, while the other was positioned towards Baikal's southern end. Both appeared to be created by something ascending beneath the ice-laden outer layer. The pair of disc-shaped cracks were perfectly symmetrical and astonishingly measured 3 miles in diameter. These immense fractures were so precise, which makes them impossible to manufacture or replicate. How about that? Well, also, back in 2011, in this very same place, is where they found a small extraterrestrial. It possessed an enlarged cranium, opaquish grayish body, and dark blank eyes. Something appeared to have ripped off the creature's right leg. Actually, there was a video with this. Of course, I can't show you the video because this is radio, but it's very fascinating. It kind of reminds me of the alien autopsy video that showed up a while back.
Yeah, but some of those are biological, and then others are like automatons.
Yes. Well, Steven Spielberg was so caught up in all this, he's got a documentary titled Depth 211 that's supposed to be coming out that's going to explore Lake Baikal's baffling history. Well, here's the take on all this. 4 years ago, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev